I really wanted to end up being a forest ranger, but I would have had to go back to school for 3 years because a kid from Brooklyn with a county degree is not really what the Forest Service was looking for, to be a ranger in a national park or a Forest Service supervisor. So I made a command decision that rather than going back to school for 3 more years, I'll try to find something in something that I've got a degree in, which is accounting. But in any event, when I was in the Army, a good friend said, my wife works for this new thing, the Office of Inspector General. And he told me what the work was, to go out to farms and see if the subsidies to farmers for growing crops or for not growing crops was being utilized efficiently and effectively. And I said, that sounds a lot more interesting than sitting at a desk doing accounting work. I met my wife in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, when I was a supervisor of the Harrisburg office for the Department of Agriculture, IG. I actually met her when I was just doing an audit for the supervisor in the Harrisburg office. I subsequently became a supervisor. So I was sent down to do a 2-month audit in the Soil Conservation Service office. For some unknown reason, it took me 7 months to do it. I met my wife there. She was the secretary to the head of the agency. And my boss at the time kept wondering, why are you taking so long? But either way, that's where I met my wife. She now has 45 years in government service and is still working. And we've been married 42 years, and we have one child who, and grandchild, lives in Phoenix, Arizona. 20 years of agriculture involved probably more and more interesting positions I had. They ranged from regular staff auditor to supervisory auditor. And then I got probably my most interesting job in government. I became the director of the Foreign Audits and Investigations Division in the Department of Agriculture IG office. We basically covered the world auditing the agriculture attachés in each country who are responsible for those programs and actually going out in the field and seeing how the programs are working. So that got me to over 40 countries doing actual reviews and over 60 countries just in visiting on weekend trips and stuff. So that was probably the most interesting job I've ever had, to be able to do that. I mean, you're getting a government-paid see-the-world type of tour. That was from 1978 to 1982. In 1968, previous to that, I went as auditor in charge in Saigon, Vietnam, for the Department of Agriculture. And our job was to verify that the foodstuffs were getting out to the field. Unfortunately, the Tet Offensive meant that the United States did not control the field anymore. They just controlled a few cities. And that was 4 years before it actually ended. But you could tell that this was difficult. And one of the vivid memories then was, which I got more of in 78, 82, is how we acquired the ugly American image in foreign countries. It was not because the people didn't like us. It was strictly because our economic status was so much higher than the local people. I don't recall the exact figures, but I think a Vietnamese soldier got like $2 a month. And my administrative assistant, who was a Vietnamese, probably got $28,000 a year. So that disparity just caused resentment on the part of a lot of local people. And I noticed that in all the poor countries of the world. My most discouraging point was when they abolished the Foreign Operations Division, because one, I thought we were doing a really good job of keeping the Department of Agriculture out of trouble on their foreign programs. And it came as a total shock. So I think that was one of my low points. And I left to go to Veterans Administration, IG, mainly because I thought I wanted something different. In 1988, I make the statement that Congress looked in the Yellow Book and found that there were about 40 government agencies that didn't have an IG office. So they said, okay, in 30 of them, we're going to establish an IG office, regardless of what size they were. So the Appalachian Regional Commission was one that was established. So I applied for it, and I got the job in 1989, so I stayed here 12 years until my first retirement in April 2002. When I got to be the IG here, my next 12 years here, I hardly ever applied for another job for one reason. When you're the IG, you're in charge. It don't matter whether you have 2 people or 5,000 people. One of the things, and maybe that's an ego thing, but you're in charge. What they do in the Appalachian Regional Commission is make economic development grants to the 13 states or partial states that are considered the Appalachian region. I think if you go in some of the local towns, you wonder, where are they going? How can they survive? How can they exceed? And I think their division from the rest of the country is getting worse. Right now, I find the folks in Appalachia to be some of the most resilient people I ever met. They're not whiners. They're not complaining. They accept government help, but they're not screaming on the door that I want more. They're not screaming, I want government out of here. And one of the great things about the commission is viewed by the folks in Appalachia as a local, bottoms-up grant process. It starts with local mayors, local nonprofit organizations, local groups. They go to the governor. They recommend the grant for their community, and if the governor agrees, he recommends it to the federal co-chair. So when you go out as an auditor, if you say you're from the Internal Revenue Service or alcohol, tobacco, and firearms, you better start running. But if you say you're from the Appalachian Regional Commission, they usually say, oh, that's a project down the street that you helped us with. So the populace doesn't look at it like they look at, maybe unfairly, but like they look at HUD or transportation as telling them what projects they're going to get. We don't find much fraud or abuse because, quite frankly, after dealing with agriculture particularly, our grants, one, are small. Everybody in the local community knows what the grant is for. So you have a lot of eyes watching that somebody, the mayor's not buying a car with the grant. Whereas with a big program, the local populace really doesn't know what the money's being used for. So we have a lot of built-in controls, which I call prevention. But we do identify problems that, you know, you need to do this, or you need to do that, or you overspent on this, and things like that. So it's an interesting job. I think it's been a great career, and I've been very lucky to be successful.